Good morning. This is Dina Marie for Mater Dei Radio. The preparation, education, formation, and training of our seminarians does not stop during the summer. Our seminarians with the Archdiocese of Portland have a tremendous opportunity for hands-on learning and one-on-one encounters during their summer assignments. To give us a better understanding of the variety of activities that our seminarians experience during these summer months, we have Father Jeff Irvin joining us, our Vocations Director for the Archdiocese of Portland. Thanks for joining me this morning, Father Jeff.
Thank you, Dina Marie. Great to be here with you.
Well, I know for many times the summertime season for students can be a time of recreating or vacation or a time of just a well-deserved break. But for seminarians, there is still more work to be done in a different way, though, with these summer assignments. So they're off the hilltop, but they're involved and engaged in some pretty amazing opportunities. Give us a little sense of this opportunity during the summertime to continue to work with these seminarians in their formation.
That's right. We don't want seminarians to have any break.
That's right. Because a priest doesn't have any breaks, does he?
They need to learn. No, you know, it has been it's been a difficult year for all of us.
Right.
And in a particular way, it has been for the seminarians. You know, in their seminaries, there's been a lot of restrictions, especially during this pandemic. So really during this summer, it's been a good time for them to come home a little bit and to relax. So typically a guy gets 2 weeks right after he comes back from seminary, just to have a little vacation time, just reconnect with family, friends, mm-hmm. and just kind of relax a bit, you know, take a little breath of fresh air, so to speak. But then we do have in the middle of the summer, usually it's about 8 weeks of a summer assignment for a guy. And then they'll have 2 more weeks of vacation before they go back to seminary in the fall. So we're looking at, what, maybe 12 weeks in mm-hmm. the summer, about an 8-week summer assignment. And the way we look at them is depending on what level a guy is in formation. So our first, second year of college, usually those guys have an opportunity just to work, come home, they can find a job, we can maybe help them find some work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good just for them to just get some manual labor,
really
learn how to work, how to show up early and be there on time, and just the responsibility of just working. And then for our older seminarians, maybe pre-theology or even college 3 or 4 and into theology, they'll be placed in a summer parish assignment and work with the pastor. Maybe there'll be a school that's still in session a little bit. They'll have some hands-on opportunity to work with teachers, but mainly just shadowing the priest.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to place them at a parish where the priest really wants to be a mentor and is a strong mentor. And wants to get them involved with things, wants to invite them to go. You know, maybe there's a sick call. Maybe they're going to go and bless
right.
a home. You know, maybe who knows what comes up, you know, throughout the day. Invite them just to attend some meetings that they can
mm-hmm.
that aren't too confidential. And really just to get them involved. And what does a priest do all day? What is the identity of a priest as he's moving through his just normal everyday life? That's what we're looking at with the summer assignment, is just to get them just really hands-on experience of what it's like. It's so different than what life's like in the seminary.
Yeah.
So really using these summers as an opportunity for the men to really discern, too. Whoa, does this fit? Is
right.
this really what the Lord is calling me to?
Well, and I imagine, Father Jeff, having that opportunity to reflect on the prayer life of the priest and to engage with the parishioners. I know that parishioners, when they see a seminarian, most of them are just like, we want to know about your story. We want to know where you're from. But there's this real, genuine desire for the people of the parish to help that seminarian grow in their particular formation as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And you mentioned those two things you mentioned, very important. Just for the seminarian to witness the prayer life of a priest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important for the seminarian then to live in the rectory.
Right.
And give a sense of, okay, what is the priest's day like? You know, because typically us priests, most of us, we get up early, right?
Yeah.
And have that time for prayer. So you're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, you know, early before Mass, usually take an hour of prayer in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And then you have Mass at 8 or 8:30, and then your day is off. So for an opportunity for the seminarian to really see how a priest prays and what his mornings are like. And then what you mentioned about the faithful
mm-hmm.
is, you know, they really want to engage them and want to be part of their formation. So that usually happens in different ways of, you know, sometimes throughout the summer, the seminarians will get invitations to go to dinner at parishioner's house, be involved in their life a little bit. And then important, too, just in the life of the parish, just as they serve the people of God, the faithful there, they get to know them in a more personal level, and really see the love and the care and the support of the faithful in the Archdiocese.
Right. We're talking with Father Jeff Irvin, the Vocations Director here in the Archdiocese of Portland. And I think, too, Father Jeff, about many of our priests will go into language immersion programs. There's so many. We were just talking with Father Randy Huang, and he was talking about learning Spanish. And so, of course, he's fluent in Vietnamese. But many of our priests or our seminarians will spend some time working on learning various languages just to be able to communicate with as many parts of the community as possible.
Exactly. Yeah, that's part of our summer assignment. It's kind of been on hold for the last couple of years just because of the pandemic. But usually we'll send a guy to do an immersion experience in Mexico. Usually it's the summer before his pastoral year, so after Theology 2. And the idea is that that summer that they can really get immersed in the language, and then they come back, we'll place them in a parish where it has a heavy Hispanic community, and they can use that throughout the year. So it'll kind of deepen and become a little bit more established for them. So we haven't done that in a couple of years, but we hope to start sending guys again. Usually it's to Mexico, where we have a program there that we send guys. And other than that, there are an opportunity to do some hospital ministry. We used to send guys to a formal hospital ministry program called CPE, I guess Certified Pastoral Education, or Clinical Pastoral Education. But we're starting to do that a little bit more in-house. So when a guy is on pastoral year, more likely than on summer assignment, he will be working close with his pastor at a nearby hospital and go and make sick calls, go visit the sick, and then have an opportunity to come back and discuss what happened with the pastor as his mentor. Like, oh, what went well? Maybe internally, what was I struggling with as I went into the room and tried to minister to the people?
Right.
Yeah. So those two programs are two big ones throughout, could be summer or even throughout the pastoral year, the Spanish immersion and then also the clinical pastoral education.
And I would imagine, as you mentioned, the schools, this is a time where there might be Bible study programs or different types of programs, whether it's for youth or young adults, that these seminarians on parish assignments can, or summer assignments can connect with our younger people, family life. This is a fun time for families to get together. I know there's campouts or different types of things that can be scheduled that they can be part of in their parish and in summer assignments.
It is, yeah. It's really kind of the sky's the limit in a way, right? There's so much that can happen for a man on his summer assignment. So as they first go on their summer assignment, they have an expectation worksheet that they fill out with the pastor. So they go through and kind of look at, okay, what can they do? What can they get plugged into? Maybe there's a small thing they can start. I know there have been some of the guys who have started like an altar serving program. Or even during this pandemic time, they started to live stream the masses and start to help the pastor or the staff on how to do that. So there are plenty of opportunities, and it's good that they do that on the local level. You know, right. As they come in, they get settled, and they figure out, okay, well, how can I plug into this parish in a unique way, and what skills do I have, and what is needed, rather than me saying, okay, this is what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of happens organically.
Right. What would be your advice, Father Jeff, just for those young men right now who might be discerning, or maybe they've been discerning and, you know, the fall time is coming closely and maybe they're thinking about the seminary and maybe they're wanting to enter in and just need a little extra nudge to get into your office under your radar?
That's right. I would say do not be afraid.
Right.
Do not be afraid, one, just to speak about this with someone, you know. First, to speak about it with our Lord, you know,
right.
to really dedicate that time to prayer, but also to bring that to the light, maybe to your pastor, maybe to a trusted friend, maybe to a parent, maybe to the vocation director. But oftentimes just reach out and share what's going on in your own heart if you do feel a tug that maybe the Lord is calling you to the priesthood.
Sounds wonderful. And people can find you. I know you've got a Facebook page, but online?
Online, yes. Our Archdiocesan website, it's www.archdpdxvocations.org, archdpdxvocations.org.
All right. Well, I want to encourage all of our listeners to continue to look out for those seminarians. If they're at your parish this summer, pray for them, connect with them, ask them questions, and continue to support them in their vocational call. We pray to the priesthood. Thanks, Father Jeff, for spending some time with us today.
You're welcome. And put them to work.
And put them to work. Amen.